Good morning.
Hello, welcome to our podcast. We are talking about this one. Short stories. Yay. Okay, so today we're talking about like a book. It's called Under Control by Chris Crutcher, and it's from the book of short stories is called Owning It. It's about teens with disabilities, which is actually a very interesting book, which is good. So we're just going to be just discussing the book a bit and just answering a few questions about the books and things. So the first thing is do you like the characters? Well, the main character, whose name is Eddie, I don't know, he's quite like a lovable character, but he has a lot of like flaws just because of like his ADD and things like that. It's hard for him to concentrate, but I do think he is quite a relatable person for teens that do actually have ADD. What do you guys
have? You learnt something new as a consequence of reading this story? Well, personally, I think I have learnt something about, like, especially just with his character. He explains a lot. Like, I learned more about, like, ADD and living with that, and, like, what it's like at, like, a different school where you have to be in special ed all the time and people are treating you different. Yeah. Have you guys learned anything new?
I learned a bit more about the LGBT community and how there is no real reason why people hate them besides the Bible. And so when you take the Bible away, there's pretty much no reason.
Just adding on to that, it talks about gay marriage a lot in the actual book, which is good. Like, they have a discussion in the classroom where it's set. Okay, question 3. What does the title have to do with the story? It's called Under Control, the actual story, that we're talking about. And it's about, I think Under Control, the title has to do with the story by, like, being under control with your attention and, like, fidgeting and things. Just being, like, being able to be under, actually, like, under control. Being controlled. Okay, any thoughts?
Can you just go ahead?
The fact that he's ADD and he can't really stop moving, under control really relates to the whole thing. Because he can't stop moving and it's not like he's born with it. So under control, like, really, right. Does this story belong to a particular genre? I think it belongs to social issues because it's, like, relates to an ADD kid. And he's, like, people don't, like, really understand him. And then it also tells you about the LGBTQ community. And these two topics aren't really brought up a lot in schools.
Mm-hmm.
And different subjects.
Yeah, I think that it does belong into social issues because most of the book is just talking about, like, issues, like, in the world, like Livia said, like, the LGBT community and, yeah, things like that. And next question, what is the most interesting, exciting part of the story? I don't know. I felt like the discussion when he was, like, standing up for himself was probably the most interesting part, in my opinion, just because, like, the questions that he brought up and the way of talking to people was really interesting. Yeah, I liked that part of the story, which was good. What did you guys find a part of the story that was, like, interesting, you found very interesting or exciting? Yeah.
I think I agree with Alex about, like, the discussion because, like, gay marriage kind of reflects on himself as well because, like, they don't really understand him. It's a bit like gay marriage since they don't really understand, like, those people as well. Just because they're different, they think they're wrong, but they have their own stories and stuff. And I forgot what I was thinking of.
And I agree with those two because I like people standing up for themselves.
Okay.
Very last question. How did the story make you feel? Well, I feel like this story made me feel like I had found out something new about, like, people and schools and discussions, especially Eddie. He explains things very well, the character. He explains, like, what he's going through and things like that, which is interesting. So the story made me feel sort of happy, but also sad at the same time for the people in these, like, groups, like, with, like, ADD or a part of the LGBT community, because they just made me feel, like, sort of sad for them, if that makes sense. Yeah. What did the story make you guys feel?
Eddie is quite relatable because back home I can't stop moving, and then my parents keep on telling me to stop moving, and then I get in trouble a lot because I break things. So it's rather relatable, and I don't think any of my parents understand why.
Okay, she's thinking. We'll be back to you in a second. Okay, go. She's still thinking. Never mind. Okay. Just, again, with the feelings of the story, the whole atmosphere is sort of about people that are, like, oppressed and things. I don't think it's that much of, like, an oppression, but it's still, like, not very good the way they treat him. And just with a teacher that doesn't believe in, like, ADD, he says it's, like, not a real thing, which is actually a big issue because a lot of people with ADHD and ADD, they're told that their, like, disease is not real, that it's just an excuse for being lazy. But it's not really. Like, it's not. It's a proper thing, which is... just brings up like another issue about in the story, which I like. So yeah. You actually, do you have your thoughts together now or? Okay.
Just like Alex said about the LGBTQ community, a lot of people don't understand and they think it's like they're different, they're like not the same, and they were like, insult them. It's like, there really isn't much reason why, besides the Bible. I mean, who says it's bad? Who says it's wrong? Besides the Bible. So, yeah.
Okay. That is the end of our podcast. Hope you enjoyed. Goodbye.